And so let's begin with the phrase that Dr. Lerner takes inspiration from, know thyself. This is attributed to the Oracle of Delphi in ancient Greece and cited by many philosophers and graffiti artists. Its power lies partly in its ambiguity. Is it advice to a leader that they should be more honest about their intentions? Or a curse of self-obsession, as it was for the mythological Narcissus, whose life ended when he came to know himself through his reflection? Socrates perhaps embodied this challenge better than anyone of that age. He took the motto of know thyself as his reason for being. He expressed his authenticity as anti-authority, questioning all the received wisdom, social mores, and religious rituals that had come before him. He and his students developed a method of examining society and their own lives by asking questions, scrutinizing, and cross-examining. He started from a position that he knew nothing. The Socratics didn't take anything for granted or blindly inherit the beliefs of their peers. But this was seen as a corruption of the youth by Greek authorities, and he was put on trial. Socrates was found guilty and offered exile or death as a sentence. In response, he chose death and reportedly spoke the words, "The unexamined life is not worth living." To Socrates, philosophy, literally the love of wisdom, and the quest to know thyself, was more important than death.